But not from a place that sees the sun. Since it sees the sun, that's called a good bud. From that part of the tree, you can't pull off the buds. Shenema, the pasuk says in Devarim, "Umimega tzfua shemesh." The mashma, the tzfua that's in front of the sun is very sweet, very good. Therefore, these fruits, what's in front of the sun is too good. The owner is too good to the owner. You have the right to take it away. Yomayin hayotzei tchilo b'nei yir mistafku mimenu. Now, another tekona was, if you have a new well, so the people in the city are allowed to use the water of the well. Omar Rabba bar Rafuna. But you have to pay money. And what I'm talking about now is owned privately. Still, you're allowed to take water from it, but you have to pay the owner the money for the water. But the Gemara says, we don't pass like that. That was not part of the tekona. The tekona was, you could take it free, you don't have to pay for the water. You're allowed to go fishing in the Yam of Tveria. But Obavat providing, Shalayifrais Kela, you can't put these sailors like beans in the water, the Yam and the Sasvina, that will stop the ships from going through. But you're allowed to use traps and nets that you're allowed to use to go fishing in the Yam of Tveria. Now, Tana Rabbanu will learn like this, that Barishayin at the beginning, his Nushvatim Zem Zem, Shalayifrais Kliya, the Yam and the Sasvina. At the beginning of the Shvat to Menatakona, but you're not allowed to put this clear type of like pegs in the water that will stop the ships from going through. But you're allowed to use nets and traps to catch the fish. That you're allowed to. Tana Rabbanan, we're not allowed to price like this. Yom Shel Tveria, this Yam of Tveria, Bechelkoi Shal Naftali Hoysa. Really, it was in the Chelik of Naftali. It was like private property. It belonged to Naftali. Still, you're allowed to go fishing there. For loyoid, not only that, elishenotal molei chevel cherem bedroimai. He also took one string of land bedroimai on the south side.
In other words, this molei chevel cherem means like a string worth of dry land on the south side.
To be mekayim what the pasuk says, yom v'dorim Yerusha. The Yerusha was both on the yom on the west and dorim on the south side. Tanya, we learned Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Oina. Tolushin shebohorin becheskas kol ha-shvatim he-noimdim. What's tolush, what's uprooted on top of the mountains, belongs to kol ha-shvatim, any share that can come and take it. Rashi says, kol mi she-yir tse-yito, talking metaltly, v'shar ha-shlav o-makoy-cheve, like it's just from the goyim that we capture them, so it belongs to anybody. It doesn't belong to that shevet. It belongs to any Jew can come and take it. But something that's attached to the land, then the cheska soysa shevet. If it's attached to the land, then it's becheska, that shevet has the right to keep it. Like after the chalukah of Eretz Yisrael, what's in your property is something that's growing in that land that belongs to you. If you have a good pomegranate tree there, it belongs to you. Something that's mechubah tekakya belongs to this shevet, so other shvatim can't come and take it away from you. And you should know, the ein lecho called shevet for shevet in Israel. There was no shevet in Klal Israel. Shein loy bahar of Ashrel of Negev uvomek. They all had all different type of parts in their property, in their lands. They had mountains. They had Shrel of low land, Negev in the south, and Emek in the valley. They had all types. Shenem the pasuk says, Tenu usu lachem ubo har amori viyakol shein of barova bahar b'Ashrel of Negev v'chayf hayam. So mashm all over all the lands had like this. And the chenat to moisa tainting, you also find the knanim, or the prism of amoroyim, shalifneim, shenem, it says in the Baidam also, viakol shechenov, alma shechenov achihevi. All the neighbors also had the same type of lands. They all had all these things, mountains and valleys, and hills, and lowlands also. And Rashi says, the chenat to moisa b'knani, afal pi shekosav kan har ha-mori, Af Kananim and Prizi Kachoy, not only the Amori, but also the Kananim and the Prizi also have like this. Hoyulahem, the Yisrael Shiyoshu, and Chayasu, they made Yerushia, Hoyulahem, the Cholechad, Har, Ushmei, Levenegav Yomit. The Eretz, Sodis, the Bikoy, Shakarnia, the Chad Likros Negev, Shakol Shohi, Neguva, it's always dry. Shane Shum Sail, there's no shade from the trees. The Chad Mazarechas, and Magvosai. As Negev means dry land, they have dry land and there's no trees there, so the sun comes down and dries up the land. So all the Shvatim have these types, these different types. Now, another takana was again the nifnin achuri hageder, that you're allowed to go to the Beis Hakisei in the back of somebody's geder, in the back of somebody's wall. We are filu besoda shimleya karkim. Even though you have a good field there, growing karkim, it's suffering, still you're allowed to be nifna. Omer Rav Acher by Yaakov. Lo nitzuch, you know what the chiddush over here is? El alitol haymenu tzurur. And you're allowed to take a stone out from the wall. But you have to wipe yourself. You're allowed to use the tzurur to wipe yourself. It's mutter. Omer Rav Chizda. Even on Shabbos, even though the Shail of Muksa, but Mishum Tekuv, Mishum Kavod Abriyas, it's Muta. Mazutra Chasida Shokil Mahader. He took, and he put it back. He put it back into the wall. After he used it, wiped himself with it, he put it back. The Yomala and the Shemai, he told to Shamish, Lamocha, the Gerser is, Zil Shirka, go clean it up. Shrashi Techiyu Betit Vachabru Yofa. I mean, go clean it up tomorrow and put it back into the wall good. Could be that was also part of the tekanah. But you're allowed to do this even on Shabbos. Another tekanah was the Mahalchin Vishvilei Harashus Acheterid Revia Shnia. That you're allowed to walk through private property until the second rainfall. Amar Papa Vahu Vahanti Dan Afilu Tal Koshlo Shno Bayos. Rashi says, Haikaka Dan our land Afilu Tal even the dew. Rashi says, Yorah the Leb Alay La Koshlo Dris the Regal the Machrosa. It's bad. So Kitzur in our land, the Papa says, Mustam Bobuli meant to say, but yes, it's bad, and therefore you don't have to wait for a second rainfall, but right away it's bad to walk on our grounds. Or Mesalkin Litzidi Hadrochim, that when you're walking through Rosh Hashanah, if it's crowded there or the roads are bad, you're allowed to walk along the sides, the boundary of somebody's private property. If now you say this Hadrochim, because there's pegs in the derech, in the Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says now, Shmuel, Rav Yehuda, Hevi Shakli, Vi Ozli, Vi Yurcha. Shmuel and Rav Yehuda was both walking down the street. Hevi Mistalik, Shmuel, Tzidi, Hadrochim. So Shmuel moved to the sides of the Drochim, like this Takona. The middle of the streets were crowded, the Chesu was bad, there were obstacles there, so he had a right to walk along the side. Omale Rav Yehuda, Yehuda said, Tanoyin Sheisna Yeshua, Afilu Bavavavavavavavavavav. But the Chur Bavel, Yeshua made these takonas in Eretz Yisrael. Here we're talking about in Bavel. Who said he made these takonas in Bavel also? Omla, he said, yes. Shani Yomer, I say, Afilo b'chutz loretz. Yeshua made these takonas apply even to chutz loretz. He will have a yeshuv of Yidin living together that they had in Bavel. So therefore, the yeshuv has to apply to these 10 takonas. Afilo b'chutz loretz. Now, Rebbe v'Rebbe Chia have a shakli v'azli b'yurcha. Rebbe of Chiva walking down the street. Istalkli tidi adrochim. Again, those obstacles in the road. So they went on the side along the private path, along the boundary of somebody's field. Have come asayu v'yozu Rebbe Yehuda ben Knusya kamayu. We have Yehuda ben Knusya, he was walking down, hopping down the middle of the street. Even though there was a little bit of obstacles there, he didn't care. He didn't want to walk along the boundary of somebody's field, but rather he was still makbet to walk along the Rosh Hashanah. So, Omale Rebbe the Rabbi Chia. So Rebbe said to Rabbi Chia, Miuzeh, who's this person here? Shemara Gedula Lefaneinu. He's like showing off in front of us, as if to say, hey, you're walking on the boundaries of somebody's field, what for? Walk better like me in the middle of Rosh Hashanah. You're like showing off to me. So Omale, he said back to Omale Rabbi Chia, Shema Rebbe Yehuda ben Knusya. You should know this person's name is Rebbe Yehuda ben Knusya. Talmidehu. He's a Talmud. And v'chol ma'aseh l'shem shemayim. And for sure, whatever he's doing is doing l'shem shemayim. He's not doing to show off right now, but Avad is only doing it l'shem shemayim. So kimat l'gavay, when they went to him, chazi he saw him. Omula, he said to him, you should know, ilav Yehuda ben Knusya. If not, that you're Yehuda ben Knusya, the Talmud Chacham is Gazatino Lishakecha, I would have cut off like your thigh the Gizra the Parzla with a metal a knife. That's what he would have done to him. Now Zay says he thought he was like being a Balgaivanek in front of him. That's a terrible thing. But Rashi says what it really means is he would have put him Kalaima Benidui. He would have put him into Nidui. But now that he heard he's doing L'Shem Shemayim, he's not doing it to show off, but that's what he's doing L'Shem Shemayim. The time was easier for him to walk that way. He wanted to go faster. He had his reasons why he wanted to go that way. Therefore, he left him alone. Then another tekana was that Hatoya Ben Hakromim, if somebody gets lost in a vine field, is Mavsig V'Yorid. He has the right to cut down the vines to go up, to go down, and Mavsig V'Yorid can cut down the vines, the branches, to go up. Tana Rabbani, we learn like this. Haroya chaveroi toya ben akromim. If you see your friend now is lost in the middle of a vine field, it's very hard, there's big vines growing up, the guy's lost, doesn't know where he's going. So mastig v'yirlo, you could like cut down the vines to let him go upwards, and mastig v'yirlo, cut down the vines to let him go downwards. Like you could clear the way for him, let him go. Rashi learns mastig v'yirlo means miyesel yesel psiyos gases. Well, how you write the stalak up? That's right before. Yeah, the samastik v'yirlo dashim alei liyir until you get him to go into the city. Either derech get him on the road, he'll know his way. If you get lost in a vine field, is mastig v'yirlo mastig v'yirid? You can cut down the branches to go up or to go down. Ashiyal liyir until you find yourself in the city. Either derech until you find yourself on the road. Now my v'chein. What's the chiddush of you? Like cheetah, Rashi's cheetah. Maishna iyu mechavrei. Why are you different than your friend? You're telling me that if you see your friend lost in the vine field, you're allowed to help him out. And so if you get lost there, pshiti could help yourself out. If you could help somebody else out, so of course you could help yourself. What do you have to tell me? Mai v'chein. Gemara says yes. Now the time I would have thought to say, chaveru hu diyoda lechi misalik denisik, that your friend, at least you know where you're taking him. Like, if your friend got lost, so you're helping him go up, go down, you know what you're doing. Avol hu, but if you yourself are lost, you're the only one there and you're lost, the lo yod alehecha kosolik, you don't know where you're going. Like, anything you cut down, who says it's going to help you? Nobody's there to tell you where to go. So maybe, lo nifsik, nahadri nahader, bay nitri, then maybe just go backwards and try and find some boundary, try and find some place, but don't cut down. Rashi says, Yaka Srivas Mitzvah Kromim, Layav Batoichon, like maybe you have no right then to go through the vine field, but go around it, go around the borders. It's a long road, but you have no right to go through if you don't know exactly where you're going. Kamashmulon, still know you're allowed to do it. Lamais, even you, if you don't know your way through, you're allowed to walk through and keep on cutting down the branches until you get to the road. Morris says, Hold your Isu. Is this only at the corner from Yeshua? This is Midi Raisa. The time you will learn, Ha'ashovas Gufaminayin. We know there's a mitzvah Hashavas Aveda. If somebody loses something, you have to return it. How do we know if a person gets lost? Hashavas Gufa, if somebody's lost in the street. Here, the guy's lost in the vineyard. How do we know there's a mitzvah for you to save him? That you have to return him. Talmud Loimah Vashivuhu. That Vashivaisoi. You have to return Mashmi, even he himself. So if a person gets lost, there's a mitzvah in the Raisa to return him. Rashi Shavaisoi, Vaisoi as Gufoi. Mashma Shim Toyach Avercha, Tetzorach Lalois Laderach. If a guy's lost someplace in the forest, you have to help him out. So much like this. It's only if you call you by mitzri. Rashi says, Yakis Rivas Mitzri Akromim, Loyav Batoichon Yasidom. Midiraisa, like if you want to go through the vineyard field and you don't know how to go through it, so you have no right to go through it, you get lost there. Like a pillar, don't go through it, but rather walk around it. It's along the road. That's what you have to do. But also who? But Yeshua came, Menet HaKona, Tikein, the mystic V'yer, the master V'yer. No, in Menet HaKona, you have a right to go through the field, even though you don't know the exact way through, still you have a right to go through. Then the Menet HaKona was, Omeis Mitzvah Kona Mekaymai. If somebody dies in your field, and there's no relatives there, it's Omeis Mitzvah, so he has a right to be buried right there in your field. Or in Menet HaKasha, is this true? It says, HaMoitzi Meis, Mutav Yisriya, if you find the Meis lying down, in the Rishus Rabbim, Rashi says Istria means Rishus Rabbim. Tez Dayanamah, it's 16 Amos wide. Is Mefaneyel Yamin Istria. Move him to the right side of the Rishus Rabbim. Oil is small Istria, or else move him to the left side. If that's what you find in the middle of Rishus Rabbim, you can't just leave him there. He has to move him either to the right or to the left. Sada Bur, let's say you find it, or Sada Bur. So Rashi says Mikan Li Istria. The Sada near Mikan. Let's see, you found again the Mason of Shusarabim. Now the two sides of Shusarabim, one has a sod de bur, means an uncultivated field, and one has a sod de nir that was just plowed. So therefore, what should you do? Is mefaneyu the sod de bur. The Mor says, put the mace on the sod that was not cultivated, because the other sod that was already plowed, like, don't ruin it. So therefore, put him on the other field that wasn't worked over yet. What about sod de nir for sod de zora? On the two sides of Rishus Rabin, one field was just plowed, but the other field was already seeded. The seeds were put in already. So again, the Faneil, the Sada Nir, put the mace now in the sod that was only plowed and not seeded yet, because in the other field there'd be a bigger loss. Hoyushtayem boris, wasn't going to be, both fields were empty, were uncultivated. Shtayem niros, both of them were plowed. Shtayem zruyas, both of them were seeded already. Mefaneyu l'mokim sheyirto, then you have a right to move the mace wherever you want to. So Kopon and Rashi says, Alma, what do we see from here? That loikona mekaymai, you're not kind of the mokim of a mace. The economy kindly, because if he's kind his place, so then motzi balha soda shall yamin v'shal smol achvei. The chura, if it's kinder, it's mukam. So really, it's supposed to be buried wherever he died. So then the person on the right side, the left side, has a right to stop them and say, "Don't bring him into my field." Listen, he was mason v'shusar rabin. That's the place where he has to be buried. If there's such a takana that a mace mitzvah is kind of a kaimai, then why does it say here, move him to the side, to the, one of these two fields? Each one, the owner of the field, should have a right to say, nothing doing, I don't want him in my field. So Moran says, Omerav Devoy, Bemutol al ha-meitzar, mitoich shenitel lefnoisoi, b'vaneo lechomokim shiirza. Here we're talking about that his mutli is lying on the meitzar, on the boundary. That's where he's lying. It's not so what Allah Meitzah means here. It doesn't mean the boundary. He's lying, mamish, on the path road of the street. That the kids, you can't bury him here. Because if you bury him right here, that's everybody walks over, so people carrying tyrants will become tummy. So in such a place where he fell dead, mamish, in the path road where people go through, there we don't bury him. That's why we move him to the side. But other places, we bury him exactly where he was made. If he wants to, if they want to, they have a right to bury him there. So therefore, Miter Shenitl of Noise, since in the case where he was made, on the Netzer, we have to move him away, so therefore, Mefaneyo L'chol Mokom Shiitz, you can move wherever place you want to. For the Gemara Amri Asoro, Hani Chad Sori Heaven, how do you say there are 10 Takonis here, L'chol there are 11 Takonis here, why do you say only 10 for? So Mar says, Mahalchin b'shvili rishus shloima yomra. This one that you said that you let him walk through the shvili rishus, that wasn't from Yeshua, that shloima melech made. To the tiny like we learned. Hare shekolu peyroisim min asoda. If the peyros of the field were you finished already. V'yeinem aniyach b'niyazim likonas b'teich sadeyu. And still he doesn't let people go through his field, like he's a stingy guy. Even though there's no reason why not to, there's no more fruits there, still he doesn't let people go through it. Mahabriya Samarsalov, what do people say about him? Mahano Yesh the Ploini. What enjoyment do we have for such a person? Or Mahabriyas Mazikois play Olov? Or what are the Briyas doing there to him?
They're not ruining your field now, so why don't you let the people walk through? And all of our custom on him the Pasuk says, Mi Yois Toiv Al Tikrira, somebody that should be doing good, don't do bad. So Mar is the question, Omik Sid, does it say such a apostle like this? Does it say miyoyz toiv al tikri ra? So where it says in yes, there's a pasuk in Mishnah that says im ksiv ha'gavna ki ha'gavna says like this: al timne toiv mivolov miyoyz liel yadecha. I don't hold back good from the owner if you have the possibilities of doing.
That's his last terror. This last takana, this takana was not from Yeshua. This takana was from Shloimeh. The Shloimeh said this pasuk in Mishnah: al timne toiv mivolov. That why not let people go through your fields? For the Gemara Vayta Vesuleka, there are no other takonis. For Yehika, there is. For Yehika, there have Yehuda. Yehav Yehuda's takona. The Tanya, we learned Yehav Yehuda, Oiner, Pesha, Soitzoaz, Volim, the time when they take out the devil, or the Moitzi, Zavol, Rishos, Rabin. You gotta take out the Menurans, Rishos, Rabin. For Tzorvay, and bunch it up, Kol Shloishim, all 30 days. Today, Shehe, Nisha, Baragli, Yod, Baragli, Behema. And none of the people should step over it. See, yeah, but the koni, you let her bring out the manure to Rishus Rabim, in order that people should step over to make it into good manure. Shall Manas Kain Hinchu Yeshua Yisrael Asaretz. On this condition, Yeshua made a Tanai of coming into Eretz Yisrael. So you see, you have this Tanai also. For the Mar Va'ika is another one also, the Rabbi Yishmael B'nosh Rabbi Yechon Ambruka. The Tanya, Rabbi Yishmael B'nosh Rabbi Yechon Ambruka Oimer. Tanoi Bezdin, or is it Tanai Bezdin? She Eze Yorin L'Toyach Sodach Averoi. You have a right to go down to your friend's field. The kite says, Shochai, Shochaveroi. You let it cut
down. You have to cut down the branch by your friend's field. Lahatzel Nechil Shaloi, to save the bees, like the beehives, all your bees from your field went into your friend's field and is on his branch. So you let it cut it down to take back to save your bees. And v'daisim le'demei shrucha shechaveroi. You only have to pay your friend the value of that branch that you're cutting down. So that's another tanai bezdin. And another thing is that tanai bezdin who sheyehezeh shofach yeinoi u'matzul dushne shechaveroi. In a place where honey is more valuable than wine, and you're holding a barrel of wine, and your friend has a barrel of honey, and your friend's barrel broke, so you're allowed to spill out your wine in order to save your friend's honey. For notul d'meyena, and he has to pay you for the value of your wine, mitech d'ushana shechaberi. You take the honey to the amount of your wine. So that was also tonight bezdin. Another thing is tonight bezdinu, sheyezeh mefarek es eitzov, v'toyim pishtoyne shechaberi. That if on your donkey, let's say you are carrying wood, and your friend was carrying pishton, and his donkey died, so you're supposed to take off your wood, and instead help him carry his pishton home. And v'noytol d'mei eitzav mitech pishton shechaveroi. And you could take from him the value of your wood from his pishton, from his flax. Shal menas kein hincha Yeshua l'Yisrael esaretz. On these conditions, Yeshua gave Eretz Yisrael to Klal Yisrael. So you see, there were more tanoim that Yeshua made. So the more answer is, b'yichidoi loy kamrinan. That these were set over the Torah Seyochid, like it says, the Tanya, Rabbi Yishma b'noi shemrechim abrukoimer. He said over these last tanoim. So therefore, these were not included in the Brisa before. The Brisa before was only stama, what 10 stam tanoim that were brought down. Alright, we'll stop here. You're holding off Tei Beis Amud Aleph. Again, still in the middle of the Shaila that so far we had that there are 10 takonis that Yeshua made. Now the kasher is